And this segment of the Midday Report being brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Get ready for fall. Schedule an appointment online for the Sullivan Tire Vehicle Health Report and have expert certified technicians inspect your car thoroughly. See SullivanTire.com. Well, speaking of Sullivan, we've got the mayor of Brockton right now, Mayor Robert Sullivan, to discuss the ongoing COVID situation in his city. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very well. I wish I was the owner of Sullivan Tire. That'd be interesting. But, Dan, I want to thank you for having me on the show this week. And just to give you some of the metrics and the numbers relative to COVID right now in Brockton, our death count is standing still at 504 residents. Our total cases overall, 32,483 cases. Current active cases, 183. And within the last 24 hours, an uptick of 19 confirmed cases. And all of those were 18 years or older.
And a question I do ask, how are the hospitals dealing with this right now?
Census numbers at all the local hospitals, including the VA, are exceptionally well right now. Very, very, very manageable. And, you know, we are still working every single Monday at 1 o'clock on Neighborhood Health Center, the VA, Good Samaritan Medical Center, and also Brockton Signature. So good news from the hospital front right now. And, again, we have had one confirmed case of monkeypox in the city of Brockton, and we just did citywide spraying of mosquitoes to try to kill. We had one confirmed West Nile in a mosquito. So we're actively working right now to have a healthy, safe city of Champions.
And you still have the testing sites and the vaccine clinics in the city?
We do. Every Tuesday, it's led by the Board of Health. And then every Saturday, it's still the regional facility. It's run by Brewster Ambulance, but it's a DPH site. So I was actually with Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito yesterday in Cambridge at an event. And, you know, they've been really wonderful partners and really thankful that DPH is working with us. Matter of fact, they actually just came to Brockton yesterday and dropped off more PPE, more masks, more at-home test kits, and some hand sanitizers. So they've been wonderful partners.
And how are the schools doing right now?
Fantastic. And, you know, as someone that went to Brockton High School and all the BPS schools here, and as the chair of the school committee, you know, I just had a conversation this morning with Mike Thomas, superintendent of the schools. So, you know, it's getting back to somewhat normal, if you could say that. You know, there's just a lot more activity at the schools right now. There's a lot more extracurricular activities as well, and sports and drama and music. So things are really trending favorably in the right direction right now, Dan.
Now, oftentimes the schools are where voting takes place, and I wanted to ask you, as we're getting closer to the elections now, what are the preparations for that? How's that going?
No, fantastic. And again, we do have a lot of polling locations at the elementary schools. We do not use Brockton High as a polling location. And Cindy Hogan is our elections director for the city of Brockton. We are still going to be doing early voting, again, using a location at the Westgate Mall. We did it for the primary. We'll do it for the general election as well. But, you know, safety for the students and for the staff is paramount. So, again, working with the school committee, working with Mike Thomas, and working with the election officials, we'll be in good shape for the election in November.
Now, I want to ask you about another issue we've been dealing with, of course, this ongoing drought. Thankfully, we've been getting some rain, but I imagine that's still an issue of concern.
Yeah, I mean, we've actually really replenished, because of the recent rain, we've replenished some of our shortages. But, you know, thank God we're not dealing with what the folks in Florida are dealing with today and what Puerto Rico just dealt with. But I can tell you, at the end of the day, you know, we are tracking here in Brockton. You know, Silver Lake is a provider of water. We also have a redundancy backup with Aquaria, our desal project. So, you know, we're continuing to analyze, but the recent rainfall has been really beneficial to us.
Now, you did bring up the storms and what's been happening down there, and I know right now it doesn't look like we're under any potential threat of a hurricane, but I imagine something like that does give you concerns, and you want to look at how prepared the city would be in the event of Ian's proportions.
Yeah, I mean, we plan for worst-case scenarios in the city of Brockton. We have a wonderful director, Steve Hook. He's our Brockton Emergency Management Agency director, BEMA. You know, and again, it's all hands on deck, and it continues to be so as long as I'm mayor of the city of Brockton. I want to make sure that we plan for, you know, weather issues, you know, being blizzards or hurricanes, or, you know, we've actually had some of the small tornadoes in the past touch down. So, you know, we want to continue to make sure that Everybody's on the same page, you know, working with MEMA and working with the state, and we'll continue to do that. But right now, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of off and on rain on Saturday and potentially some on Sunday as well. But again, we'll always plan for the worst and hope for the best, and usually we kind of come in the middle.
Now, there's another activity that's been going on in the city. It's been very popular lately are all these flag racings you've been having, and you're having one tomorrow, from what I understand.
We are. We're actually doing a wonderful first-ever Nigerian flag raising day. We do have a really great amount of residents from Nigeria. We just did Armenia first-ever last week as well. So, you know, as mayor, what I always say, and I'll continue to say it, is, you know, Brockton is a really beautiful, diverse city made up of just so many cultures and different people traveling and moving here from other countries. So we want to make sure that they're recognized, they're welcomed, and at the end of the day, that's what makes Brockton Brockton. So tomorrow will be a great day. We'll do it outside like we always do at City Hall.
Now, there's something else I want to ask you about. Of course, we all know about the Elder Fernandez case, and from what I understand, there's now this going into a legal dimension with lawsuits. I wonder if I could get your comments on this whole tragic situation.
Yeah, I mean, you just summed it up. It's a tragic situation. When Sergeant Fernandez was brought back to Brockton, I was there to be with his family, and they actually let me get on the altar at the church, at the Catholic church, and say a few words. It's a complete and utter tragedy, a loss of life that was just so young and had such potential. So my thoughts and prayers to his family. And I know they are looking at different legal mechanisms. And, you know, as mayor, I just wish them well in anything I can do. And as a lawyer, I applaud them for following up on the legal process.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it. And we'll speak with you next week.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well.